And we're back on the NSM podcast brought to you by SingleNashville.com. We got our buddy Jeremiah Riggs back with us talking about his FCW days and what happened with Seth Rollins, who's now in the Shield. So here he is, Big Rig.
Remember, Riggs, this portion of the show is family friendly.
Hey, this is PG-13, Alan. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the thousands in attendance and the millions throughout the land, broadcasting you live via satellite nationwide, the one, the only, Man of Steel, the baddest man on the planet. He's a limousine riding, jet flying, baby doll riding all night long truck driver. He's a cow hauler, a cattle rider, and he's one and only grain hauler. He is the one, the only, living legend in the trucking world. He is out there doing it for the real deal, for the real thrill. Pounding the ground, hammered down 90% of the time. He stands 6 foot tall, weighs 185 pounds. He's from the beautiful city of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the one and only Jeremiah Big Rig. That's what I'm talking about.
We're back with Jeremiah Big Rig Riggs on the podcast here, and we got Big Del Mare, so we'll join us. Let's talk about some FCW. We left off last week. You were talking promo, got you in trouble. What about some of the guys there? I know Seth Rollins said he's about to kick your butt before you left or something like that. What went down with him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, boy, hey, Dale, you know what I'm saying? You rolled with me before, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Hey, I ain't hard to find, you know? You had your chance. You should have, you know, did your deal. I can't remember. I know it was Seth out there that one day. I tried dearly, but we was out back. It was, I think it was him and old boy. They did a big long match. It was cool. I've told you this story before, Alan. I gave them props. Well, everybody's panties was in a wad, up their crack, you know, about the whole microphone. I'm serious. The whole dusty. Everybody thought, oh, I got kicked out. No, yada yada yada. Man, look. The next night when they did their show, like I told you, it's like when Dusty walked over and I was sitting on the thing at first, you know, I didn't really give a about anything. You know, he was like, what's up, Reed? How you doing? I'm doing good. Hell, to me, man, it was squashed, you know. That's another story another day. But anywho, when they did their deal, you know, man, I felt a lot of, you know, you can tell, Bill, you've been in a situation, you can tell when people eyeballing you. You know, they act like they wanted a piece of it, you know. And I got a lot of that when I'm sitting there away from the crowd, and the crowd comes back in after we done did our deal in office. You know, hey, I'm kind of like, well, you know, there might be some heat up in here, so either one or two don't have, we're fixing to find out who's who up in this. And that's really how I felt about it. A couple of guys came up, they were, people were cool, you know, some people just, you could feel it. You know, they act like they wanted to, you know, do something. But the way I see it is, if you want a shot at the title, baby, come and get it. I don't know. I mean, cutting me off, Dale.
I'm trying to get a word in here.
No, look. But anyway, what was you saying? You was asking
me. Well, I mean, really, that was my question. Do you think a lot of guys took aim at you because they felt the main guy who might make them look bad, target that everybody was looking at, or the next big thing, and they were like, well, if we take out Riggs, then that gives us a better shot at actually doing something in this business.
Dale, that's my life story. Welcome to it. You know, I am a man. That's the problem. When people step up around, you know, I am a threat. Hell yeah, I'm a threat. And I'm not being cocky. You know, maybe I'm confident, you know, bringing the truth. I'm a threat to anything I do. Come down here in the South and I'll show you. You know, strap on, you know, the cameras and someone come feel this, you know, some of this trucking that I do every day. Hell yeah, when I roll up, you know, I mean business. I look good. I feel good. I dress good. You know, I'm out here to do the damn thing. And if you ain't out there doing it, then, you know, you're wasting your time. Get out of my way. That's what I'm trying to do. But, yeah, everybody, I think I've always been a threat because I look at the people that, you know, that I say you look up to, whether it's your best friends, you know, you should be wanting to do what they're doing. You know, even if you do it a different way, I mean, that motivates me. Making money, you know, being at the top, that's motivation. I don't need to be nobody, you know. I was some good hell. Hats off to you, brother. I'm trying to get mine, too.
Now, back to Rollins, though. I mean, you he acted like he was mad at you, but, you know, he said everything was cool.
Yeah, until you left. So, you know, I'm outside with him. I was trying to chat him up. Hey, man, you know, y'all did good. What's up? Man, everybody acted like they wanted to be quiet. And shit, I started pushing in. So, what's up, dude? You know, you act like you need me to go get the... I bet you need to give me the paramedic or somebody. Y'all look like y'all tired or something. I was trying to get under the old boy's skin, you know, but then no one want to do anything.
Until you left, then he started talking smack on Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen that. But, I mean, that's just talk. You know, hell, I could throw a tweet out there. I can say, you know, make a shout out here on the iPodcast, you know.
You want to beat up a guy who trains MMA for 5 or 6 years, but you don't want to do it when he's there. You'll call him out after he's gone.
That's another life that he wish he had.
Who were some of the guys at FCW that you got along with? I mean, you told me, like, Johnny Curtis, he's doing the Fandango.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Man, and Ted DiBiase Jr.'s brother, Brett, you know, Big Husky. It was a fun place to be.
Speaking of gals, I don't want to get you in trouble with your wife or anything, but the Bella Twins, what about those gals?
Gals are something serious, dude. I'm trying to tell you. Beautiful women, though. I mean, I give props out to them two girls. They do it big, you know. They know what to do. I mean, they're doing it. I mean, I'm proud for them, whatever.
And didn't they come see you guys on the show?
Yeah, they did.
He hung out with them.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, I know you watched. Hell, they had to drag my ass off Kelly after we left. You know what I'm saying? I done got tipsy. Nigga was trying to hug up on somebody. You know, it's rough out here, dude. You know what I mean? It's rough out here on work.
That don't sound too rough to me.
It's rough.
He told me, Booker T, you and him really got along, and he's always intrigued about your MMA career. He tells some stories about Booker T.
Yeah, man, Booker T was cool. I mean, I really like Booker. He's got a real good personality, man. You know, I would really love to see him again. Say what's up to him, you know, shake his hand. I really just enjoyed hanging out with him. He has a cool persona. I mean, you talking about confident. I mean, he's one of them. He's a top dog for sure, and I like him.
And he was really intrigued about your background in MMA, wasn't he?
No, he's a big MMA fan, you know. He'll tell you, you know, he likes to be pretty. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I mean, I believe, you know, he's talking about talented and athletic. You know, I bet he could have been a hell of a mixed martial artist, especially with his feet. I mean, he's got some good footwork. Real cool dude, though. I'd like to see him. Someday. I would really like to know what his thoughts was about the whole ending, because, you know, we talked one time in the back. We were talking, and he was like, "Man, I hope to see you," you know, down. And I was like, "Hit that!" And I told him straight up, "Man, why wouldn't he?" Well, I agree with you. You know, I don't know why. I think he was somewhat a Jeremiah Riggs. I ain't gonna call him out and say he's a fan, but I believe in that matter. What I'm trying to say is he liked me. I think he really wanted to see me do good. Knew I could do good, but, you know, hell, I ain't living in the past. But, you know, I mean, hell, you know, it sucks.
And you met Triple H backstage at Raw. I remember you telling me about that. What was that like?
Yeah, he's cool. Triple H is cool. I mean, all of them boys are cool. You know, most of the part that I've met, I never had anybody, you know, act an ass or a fool. You know, I was real with him, and everybody was real with me. I'm sure he remembered it, but, you know, it's funny just to sit back and watch, you know, like the other cast member, you know, everybody's just coming. I mean, it was like, I mean, you're a grown man or woman, and, man, I ain't in preschool, I ain't in kindergarten. If I want to get up and take a piss, I ain't got to ask someone, hey, I got to use the bathroom. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how it was, and I could do my thing. I was walking around, and I seen Bill and Triple H talking, and I was like, man, I'm fixing to go shake this dude's hand. It's plain and simple. You know, I ain't waiting on someone to tell me what I can and can't do. I'm going to go down here and introduce myself, tell him I appreciate the opportunity. That's what I did. I walked straight up to him. I could see in Bill's eyes. I could call him right now, and I believe I know he would tell you. I could see. He just kind of had that big bug-eyed look like. Be like, really? What are you doing now? You know, that's the persona, that old school region. When you're green, when you're a new guy, you know, you just don't do them. Like, you don't do the things that I did, I guess you could say. You know, Luke told me one time, he said, man, I just love everything about it. I laugh when I think about it, but he's always, You know what I love about you is, like, you just do it, and you just – but the thing about it was, like you always said, it was – I wasn't brought up in that wrestling, that old-school wrestling scene, like, you know, where, and I know it's a lot to do. I'm not saying that I was ever disrespectful. I was very respectful. But it's like another kind of respect. Like, you know, you walk in, you shake your body, you do this, you do that. Hey, man, you know, I'm cool with that, but – you know, if I don't want to go over and shake your hand, so I can look at you across the way, you know, I ain't got to go over and shake your damn hand and act like buddies when we might not even be buddies, you know, throw that out the window. I think that's a lot of what separated me from a lot of other people, too, you know.
And you told me a while back that night that Triple H, when he put y'all in the ring, when they announced the winner, he wanted you to be right in the middle.
Yeah, no, he put us all we wanted to be at, and, you know, I think, you know, me being right there where I was at, you know, he looked around, he's like, no, you know, we're going to get you. Like I said, Triple H was cool, and I made, like me, me walking up to him, you know, back to what I was saying, I mean, I shook his hand, I told him, hey, man, I just wanted to shake your hand, introduce myself, that you appreciate the opportunity, and it was funny, because he was just kind of sitting there, and I think they both were sitting there kind of like, damn, this little boy just walked up. He got some nuts on him. Just interrupted our call. I said, excuse me, Bill. I just want to shake you, you know, Triple H's hand. It was funny, but everybody's looking at me like, what the hell? And I'm just kind of like chilling. And he made a remark about my teeth, and it was fine. Just like, shoot, got him right here in the pocket. He's cool, though, man. Like I said, I mean, a lot of them guys are good guys, and I had good conversations with them. I mean, they, you know, I think I earned a lot of respect from a lot of people. And, I mean, John Cena, one of them, always said what's up. I always shook his hand, you know, cheer. I cut jokes. I say always the times that I've seen him.
Well, you told me that several of the guys came up to you and told you they thought you should have won Tough Enough.
Yeah, you know, there was a few people like, man, I thought, you know, damn, you know, that was crazy. I ain't saying nobody's names and people like that. I ain't going to just black out on the spot. But, I mean, yeah. The $1 million man himself told me himself, him and his wife in their living room, that, you know, they just, why ain't I on that TV? That's the craziest thing you ever seen. I was like, I don't know.
Do you think not playing by the rules or the rules that they had set out kind of held you back or a different play?
No, hell no. What playing for? Play, I played by the rules. But just because maybe sometimes you drew a line and wanted to see who crossed it, I was the first one to jump over it. I mean, I was just shaking things up. But I never got out of line. I never, you know, I always try to do everything the right way. Just how they taught me on Tough Enough. You know, I was bam. You know, okay, we'll learn some cool stuff later. I mean, I get excited talking about it. I was always excited to do something different or do something no one ever seen before or just get out there and just be me. You know, and I had fun. It was especially, you know, I moved at a fast pace, but I don't know. I mean, no wrestler is the same. No wrestler moves at the same speed. Everybody adjusts. And then, you know, I watch, you know, you're going to hurt somebody. You're going to hurt somebody. Man, I never come close to ever hurting anybody. You know, I remember watching the thing. I think it was Netflix, something about the Road Warriors. You know, they were talking about how they, man, you know, you knew you was in for it when you got in the ring with them. But, hey, ain't that what all them old school cats preach? You know, then when you get in there and you, I mean, never did anything to hurt anybody, but, you know, hell, I moved. You know what I'm saying? I got in or out of the way.
And AJ, he had a ton of experience. He wound up hurting one of the girls on the show, didn't he?
No, that boy didn't hurt nobody, man. That was a bunch of baloney. Oh, boy, you know, jumped off the top rope, did what he had to do. Christina, you know, she tripped over her own damn self. Well, man, that other boy didn't. Man, AJ, I tell him, AJ, you didn't hit Christina. You know what I'm saying? Man, the girl jumped, and she landed. How's he going to hurt her when he's on bottom and she the one that jumped off top rope? Come on. You shouldn't have landed on her. Maybe you shouldn't have jumped all close on him. Hell, maybe. Did anybody ask if he was hurt?
Yeah, but Big Andy, where is he now? Have you heard anything on him?
He shouldn't be hard to find with his big clumsy ass.
Well, that's all the time we got for this episode.
Check your boy Big Rig out each week, Nashville. What is this, Nashville Sports
Mix? Nashville Sports Mix.
See, look, I'm talking like you. It's a disease out here.
All right, you close it out, Riggs. Tell us what you want to say.
Check your boy out, Big Rig, every week, all week, each week, next week.